1. 27-year-old Sandra Huggett is a well-known British actress, last seen on UK television screens as Dr. Holly Miles in the popular medical drama Casualty. Before that, she spent 2 years playing Holly Hart in the Channel 5 soap opera Family Affairs. I met up with Sandra in Kensington, West London, to talk about her career and life in Britain as a jobbing actress. 2. So, let's start at the beginning. When did you know you wanted to become an actress? 3. I was in my first school play when I was 15. I was only in a very small scene, but it was a funny one, and I loved making a room full of people laugh. So I decided to take drama A-level. Around the age of 17, I realized that I would like to make a career of it, so I auditioned and got into drama school at 18. 4. Did you have anything else planned in case you didn't get into drama school? 5. Yes, I was going to take a year out to travel because university didn't appeal to me. I was worried what my parents would say because I went to a very academic school and all my friends were going to university. But my father is a professional golfer, so he understands what it's like to pursue an unconventional career and encouraged me to have a go. I was lucky anyway, because I got into Mount View Theatre School, and so I moved to London when I was 18 to study on their 3-year acting course. 6. Do you think it's essential to go to drama school to become an actor? 7. No, I don't think it's essential. It's very expensive, and although I learned things like technique, projection, and studied the classics, I was surprised at how little television technique there was. We did just 2 weeks of TV technique, and apart from that, it was all theatre training. 8. In your professional work, can you see a difference in those who have and those who haven't been to drama school? 9. No, especially in television. I think you've either got talent or you haven't. But I did really enjoy my time there, and I'm sure I've learned more than I think I did. Unfortunately, I haven't had the chance to apply my theatrical training because I've only done television. I just did a bit of fringe theatre when I first came out of drama school. 10. Do you think you'll do more theatre in the future? 11. I'd like to, but I did a soap for 2 years, followed by a drama that a lot of people regard as a soap, and some people are very snobbish about the theatre. A CV like mine is frowned upon, but I would be terrified if I had to do theatre, because it's so different from TV. TV is great, because it pays really well, but it's like a 9-to-5 job. You just don't get that feedback from the audience. 12. You do get feedback. It's just in a different way, isn't it? How do you cope with reading about yourself in the press?
13.
Depends on what's being written. Family Affairs had a lot of hype at the beginning, because it was the first show for a new channel. Channel 5. I was recognized a lot, and some people would be quite rude to me in the street. It wasn't helped by the fact that my character started off as a 26-year-old lawyer who was a virgin, and within 7 months I had become a lesbian working behind a bar.
14.
Did you have any say in your character's development?
15.
No, not at all. I was just given the script, and I realized that I had to kiss a woman. It was a bit daunting. I didn't really know the actress very well at the time, although we obviously became very good friends. She laughs. But then I thought that it probably wouldn't be very different from kissing some bloke I didn't find attractive, and it wasn't. I think everyone else was far more embarrassed than we were. Sometimes I'd get people shouting, "Oi, lesbian!" at me in the street. And at the time, I was actually going out with the guy who played my twin brother. So you can imagine the remarks as we were walking hand in hand through the park.
16.
Describe your working day on Family Affairs.
17.
Family Affairs was very different from Casualty. Family Affairs was on 5 times a week, a 25-minute program every day from Monday to Friday, so the turnover was really quick. We would start the day at about 7 o'clock in hair and makeup, and we'd wrap at about 7:30 at night. In that day, we would shoot a 25-minute episode. We would have to do some scenes in 10 minutes.
18.
When would you get the script?
19.
It varied. Sometimes 2 weeks before, sometimes a week before, and there were last-minute script changes all the time. Throughout the day, we were constantly going in and out of costume, hair up, hair down, makeup on, makeup off. We would be driven out to an exterior set and then have to come back in the afternoon to shoot scenes inside. We were going back and forth, constantly jumping all over the place. It was just mad.
20.
I would have to be at the studios by 7, and we'd normally wrap at about 7 in the evening. So the working day was about 12 hours long, plus 2 hours travelling. Occasionally we would work on Saturdays too. 3 cameras were used, so it was quicker to shoot. Sometimes we'd only have time to do the scene twice. They'd have all the angles, and as long as the lighting was okay, we'd move on to the next scene. Often our acting would be terrible, but there just wasn't time to shoot it again. Some of the scenes were really dramatic and needed rehearsing, but that never happened.
21.
Really? No rehearsals?
22.
No, never any rehearsals. She laughs.
23.
Never. You just get your script, learn your lines, and on you go.
24.
Yeah. We'd have a couple of line runs. They would tell us where to sit, and then we'd go for a take. So going on to Casualty was a dream for me. Casualty would shoot a 50-minute program over 12 days. It was still a 12-hour day, but they would shoot right through the weekend, too. We'd tape 6 minutes a day as opposed to 25 for Family Affairs, spending at least an hour on every scene. Because of all the medical stuff, we had to have real doctors on set telling us how to do everything. So it was completely different.
25.
Why did you decide to leave Family Affairs?
26.
I didn't decide. It was a huge disaster.
27.
What happened?
28.
There were 6 of us, including a baby, which was really horrible. There was a wedding reception on a boat, and they blew the boat up and killed the entire family.
29.
Why did they do that?
30.
They got a new producer in, who was renowned for killing off loads of people in Coronation Street. They called him the Axe Man. He would wield his axe, and someone would lose their job. So when he arrived, we were all worried. He decided to take the whole family out to boost the ratings, but I don't think it worked. I think the ratings are about the same now as they were then. It was a big shock, but it was a blessing in disguise. I had been there nearly 2 years and was trying to decide whether I should stay another year or not. And in the end, I had that decision made for me. It turned out all right, because I had 4 months out of work and then went on to Casualty.
31.
How do you deal with being out of work?
32.
Ooh, not very well, she laughs. I don't think anybody else does, do they? I have been out of work now for 2 months, and it's a nightmare. I find it really difficult, because I love working. It's not just the money. I just can't stand not having anything to do. I need a focus. I do find it difficult, but I think every actor does. It's terrifying. You always think you'll never work again. If you knew you had a job coming up in 5 months' time, it would be fine. But it's not like that.
33.
Do you think having the right agent is important?
34.
Yes, I don't think it's everything, but it is important. Most actors think it's everything. I think it's nice to have someone to blame things on. She laughs. When it comes to your agent, you just have to let them do their job and wait for the phone to ring. Most people find that hard to understand, the fact that there is very little we as actors can do.
35.
What would you like to do next?
36.
I've always wanted to do a period drama, a Jane Austen or something. I just want an excuse to be able to wear all those dresses.
37.
What about films? America.
38.
She bursts out laughing. Yes, please. Of course. I wouldn't just go over there as an unknown and start all over again, and I don't think I could live out there permanently. I might go out for a trial period if I had meetings lined up and people to see. But I'd rather stay here. I'm a British girl, I love living and working in Britain.
39. Have you ever been to Italy?
40.
Yes, I love Italy. I went to Sorrento 3 times with my mum and dad when I was young. It was great, but Italian men are really cheeky. I don't speak any Italian, though.
41.
When was the last time you went?
42.
You'll think this very odd, but I went to Florence for the millennium on my own for 3 days. I've always wanted to go, and I was at home for Christmas with my mum and dad, flicking through the papers, and I saw a last-minute deal to Florence.
43.
I bet the Italians couldn't believe you were there by yourself.
44.
No, they couldn't. Everyone was very charming, though. I met a really nice Italian couple, and ended up spending the evening with them. In fact, if I hadn't had the flu, it would have been a brilliant holiday.